Dowell. Thank you for calling Carrabba's Italian Grill in Dallas at 17548 Dallas Parkway. We're open to serve you. Press 1 for call ahead seating. Press 2 for car side carryout or delivery. Or press 0 to speak with a Carrabba Miko.
Please hold.
Our chicken marsala. Wood grilled chicken topped with mushrooms.
Sure, Carrabba's on Dallas for delivery. This is Alex. I'm here to help you.
Yes, hi, what was your name?
Alex.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to speak with the manager if possible.
Yeah, of course. I know who's calling.
My name is Kirk. I called 2 days ago. Someone promised they'd call me back, and I haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay. What was your name?
Kirk Cross.
Okay, yeah, let me transfer you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Let Carrabba's Catering bring flavor to your office. We can prepare lunch for your next meeting or event that is sure to please your entire team. We'll even deliver and set it up for you. Just ask for details when our host returns to the line. Come find out why we are the Italian Grill. Tonight, enjoy one of our favorite dishes from our wood-burning grill. Like our signature chicken Brian, wood-grilled chicken topped with goat cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, and our hand-prepared lemon butter sauce. Or our chicken marsala, wood-grilled chicken topped with mushrooms, prosciutto, and our Lombardo marsala wine sauce. Carrabba's is open for lunch every day. Enjoy your Carrabba's favorites for lunch. From our wood-fired pizzas to our fresh chicken Caesar salad, it's all available starting at 11 a.m. Join us for lunch this week. Let Carrabba's Catering bring flavor to your office. We can prepare lunch for you.
Ciao, thanks for calling Carrabba's. This is Chastity. How may I assist you?
Hi, Chastity. Are you the manager?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Kirk Cross. How are you tonight?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I have some concerns about a meal that I ordered on 7/24, the evening of the 24th. I actually called on the morning of this 25th, and an associate by the name of Devontae told me that he would have a manager call me back, and it's been 2 days I haven't heard from anybody.
Okay.
So I don't know if you got the message, and we're just busy, or...
Well, there's, of course, 4 managers here, but I specifically did not get a message.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want me to tell you the problem? Or
definitely.
Okay, uh-huh. Wonderful. We ordered the whole family meal, the chicken parmesan with mashed potatoes, garlic bread, salad. We had calamari and cannoli cake. And the chicken parmesan was excellent. We have no complaints there. The salad was really good. The bread was really, really good. But the problem came with the calamari. There was something wrong with it. The breading was really off. It had a really bad, you know, texture. And the flavor, I mean, we could hardly, you know, eat a few bites of it.
I do believe I did hear something of this, or I saw it in the notes. Okay, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I didn't tell the person what was wrong, but yeah, we had a problem with the calamari. But the problem that we're having is the calamari, the scent of it in the bag, it leached into the potatoes. It made them taste like plastic. And the cannoli cake even tasted like the calamari. We couldn't eat that either. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it was packaged
was
in such a way.
Delivery?
Yeah, it was packaged in such a way that the calamari, I mean, it smelled bad. It smelled really fishy, like it had been sitting in the freezer for months. And it just made the potatoes and the cake taste really off.
Oh, okay. I do apologize about that. And so like you're saying, the cannoli cake. And what else did you say tasted like calamari?
It was the mashed potatoes. Let me ask my partner what he's saying. 1 second. What did you say, honey? Oh, yeah. It was the broccoli. We had broccoli, mashed potatoes, cannoli cake, calamari, and those were the only things. The salad, the chicken parm was excellent. That's the best I've ever had as far as the chicken parm.
Wow. So our product definitely, it doesn't sit in the freezer for months. I mean, it's definitely fresh. But as far as it having a strong enough smell to bleed into other product, that's definitely a first.
But you said you heard about this case? I mean, if you heard about this case, it was from somebody else. So
when you said the calamari, it was more so as the batter that was on it that day, that it wasn't sticking to it, but definitely not, you know, like anything wrong with the calamari itself.
It smelled awful.
Definitely haven't heard anything of that when it comes to the quality of it. So, yeah. And you said you spoke with Javante?
He told me that he would have a manager call me back.
Okay. Well, I do apologize if no one has returned that call. I can definitely, just for the inconvenience and him not making sure that a manager called you back, I can credit, give you $15 on your next visit.
No, we spent over $100 on the meal. I mean, and half of it was inedible. Like I said, the chicken parm, the bread, and the salad was wonderful. We've never been more happy. But as far as the cake, the mashed potatoes, and the calamari go, and the broccoli, that stuff was inedible.
So you're saying the cake, the calamari, or the broccoli?
The cake, the calamari, and the broccoli and the mashed potatoes were
inedible. Well, I can definitely replace those items for you. And, or, you know, as you said, I can give you $15 towards your next meal.
Okay. Would you put that $15 back in our original form of payment?
I'm sorry?
Would you refund that $15 back to our original form of payment?
Well, being that it was so far out, I won't be able to.
What do you mean so far out?
Well, you said it was on the 24th, correct?
You can only
go back within 24 hours.
Well, that's strange because I called on the 25th and asked to speak to a manager, and no one called me back. So if someone had called me back that day, we would be within that statute of limitations.
Well, I do apologize for that, but for customers' protection, we're not able to go back and adjust anything on your original form.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. You say that you can't go that far back. But I made every attempt to contact you while we were still in that time frame.
Okay.
So the fact that no one from your company ever called me back, that's not on me. That's on your company.
I know. I totally understand. I'm just not able to go back and credit your form of payment. I can send it out to you via mail if you would like.
Okay. I mean, I thought that's what we're. I wasn't sure. I thought you were telling me you could not refund me for those items.
No. Again, I do apologize if that wasn't what you received on your end. But no, that is not what I was saying.
Okay. All right. So you're going to write us a check for the items, or?
I can send you out pronzos. It won't be a check.
You send us out what?
Pronzos, which you are able to use at your leisure.
What's a pronzo?
It is actually, in the event there's any issues and our concerns, that they're pretty much store-related coupons, if I mean.
Okay. We just ordered for his birthday. We don't leave the house, I mean, because of the coronavirus thing. We would just want a refund for the items that were inedible.
Okay. So do you not visit and or eat at Carrabba's frequently?
No. The last time I went to a Carrabba's was back in 4 years ago when I was living in Florida.
Okay. The coupons, they do not expire.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just telling you, we would rather have a refund.
Okay. So, again, I am not able to do a refund because, you know, as I mentioned previously, being that it has been more than 24 hours, I'm not able to go in and adjust the payment.
But that's not my fault. I told you, I tried contacting your company within the period that you're comfortable with, and because no one returned my call, that's not on me.
Okay. Again, it's not so much being comfortable. I mean, I am letting you know that, you know, when those close, that I'm not able to go in and make any adjustments for customer security.
For customer security. So if I would have repeatedly called you, I mean, even beyond the fact someone told me that everybody's busy right now, no one can talk to you, and somehow I managed to get someone on the phone, you would have been able to refund me then?
I would have, yes, been able to make an adjustment to the ticket, yes.
I'm sure you can see why this is so frustrating, because of something that you didn't do, I'm suffering for here. Because you can't fulfill my request because of a company policy. That's fine. That's fine. I understand company policy. But I'm not the one that didn't call the customer back. I'm the customer here.
I get it. I totally understand. And again,
I mean, wouldn't you be ticked off? Wouldn't you be ticked off if something was wrong with a product and you called a company and they told you, we can't talk to you right now, and then you called back a day and a half later to find out, oh, we didn't get the message, but we can't help you because we waited so long. Wouldn't you be frustrated?
Of course. I would definitely be frustrated, especially if the company were not willing to make it right.
Exactly. So who can I speak with that can make this right? Because
and
the more we talk,
that is what I'm attempting to do.
Right. The more we talk, the less I'm wanting to visit your establishment or patronize it in the future.
Okay. So are you not wanting me to send you out the coupons?
I don't want any coupons or promotional merchandise. I want a refund for the items that we had to throw away on my partner's birthday.
Oh, okay. So, again, I can take your name and number and, again, do some research and or call my corporation to see if there is some other form of compensation that we're able to send out.
Okay, like I said, I just wanted credit for the items. I'm not asking for a full refund. Like I said, the chicken parm was great, the bread was great, the salad was wonderful, but the mashed potatoes tasted like plastic, the calamari smelled like rotten fish, and the cake was inedible because cake soaks everything up, and the lid wasn't even on. I mean, the cake was in the bag.
The cake was in the bag?
The cake was in the bottom of the bag.
So the cake wasn't in any type of wrapping? It was just lying in the bottom of the bag?
It had been. But the lid wasn't put on. I mean, you give a huge slice of cake, and that's wonderful. But
definitely.
But when the container is too small, you know, put a piece of tape on there or something.
So the container was too small. Okay. So can I get a name or a contact number from you? And
sure. My name is Kirk Cross, K-I-R-K.
Uh-huh.
And my partner's name is Luke Jensen.
What was your last name? I'm sorry.
Oh, my last name is Cross, like cross my heart, hope to die.
Okay, and a phone number from you, please.
This order was under my partner's name, so let me give you his information, too. His name is Luke, L-U-K-E,
mm-hmm.
and his last name is Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N. And I can give you my phone
that
and
is,
my email.
You said J-E-N-S-O...
J-E-N-S-E-N.
Okay. And a phone number?
Our home number is 972-316...
Mm-hmm.
9824.
Okay. Is this the number that the order was affiliated with?
It may be, but I can give you his cell phone number just in case. Like I said, this was for his birthday, so.
And what is it?
972-672-4973.
Okay. I'll do some research, and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.